Proclamation number 7457 of 17th of November, 1959. The Divine Promise, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things shall be given unto you. I gave you this promise because I knew that the world with all its demands will push itself forward in your earthly life and that there is a great danger that you will forget my kingdom for the sake of the earthly world and not remember your actual purpose of earthly life. I knew that the world will exert greater influence on you and that you therefore have to be admonished again and again not to forget my kingdom, which is not of this world. And therefore I have given you the promise that everything you earthly need will be given to you if only you first seek my kingdom and its righteousness. If you first strive to fulfill my will and thus place my kingdom before this earthly world, then you shall also be relieved of earthly worry, for then you will fulfill your purpose of earthly life. You will place your soul's salvation in the foreground and consciously live your existence as a human being, always with a view to me and my kingdom, which is not of this world. And it is also very easy to understand that you can live carefree through your earthly life if your thoughts are always anchored to me, if I am closer to you than the world, if you want to do everything and live in accordance with my will, as it is righteous before my eyes. Then you will recognize your Father in me, and then the right relationship will be established between you and me, and then I will also be able to provide for you as a father provides for his children. With everything you need for earthly life. And earthly life would truly be easy for you. But who takes this promise of mine seriously? Who seriously believes in a divine provision, who believes that God also takes care of people in a purely earthly way who give Him priority over the world. Many daily worries would be unnecessary if this promise were respected, if people made it their business to strive for me and my kingdom. More spiritually than earthly. For then I will truly provide for all your physical and earthly needs, and no human being will need to suffer hardship who seeks my kingdom and its righteousness. Single quote: therefore you should not worry about what you eat and what you drink and wherewith you clothe yourselves, but you should leave this to my care, who truly knows what you need and what will not harm your spiritual well-being either. Leave everything to me, your soul and your body, so that I will give them what serves them. For I love you and will truly not withhold anything from my children which they need in order to keep their soul and body in a state which does not become a torment for them but guarantees constant spiritual progress. All I ask in return is that you remember me and strive to attain my kingdom, which is not of this world and can therefore only be believed until it is entered by your soul after your death and becomes a reality. But as long as you stay on earth my kingdom cannot be proven to you. And yet you should seek it with all the strength of your heart. For your soul feels that it has not yet found its true home on this earth, and therefore it should seek its home. It should let its thoughts wander into the area where I am Lord and Father of the house, and the serious search for my kingdom will also earn it fulfillment. It will long for it spiritually and physically and know itself to be secure in the Father's heart, who has given it this promise, seek my kingdom and its righteousness, everything else will fall to you. It will no longer worry about its daily needs if it only believes and trusts, for my word is eternal truth and every promise is fulfilled as well as the conditions I have attached to it are fulfilled. But anyone who desires the world and does not think about my kingdom, or thinks about it only a little, will also have to worry himself about the preservation of the body. For the promise does not apply to him because he puts the world first and thus is also a slave to the one who is master of this world. And his worries about the preservation of the body will not cease. They will chain him ever more to the world, and much time will pass until he has overcome the world, if he succeeds at all in separating himself from it during earthly life, that is, in overcoming matter and turning towards the spiritual kingdom. For until he seeks my kingdom with his righteousness, he is still a slave to the world, and it will not release him so easily unless his will is exceedingly strong and turns away and the human being reveals that he can only attain beatitude if he seeks my kingdom, which is not of this world. Amen.